Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Tinster is our guest, our good friend, longtime BrainTrust member, joining us from Canada, CEO of SpiderWorks, partner at Nettlewoods prior to that, and the author of a couple of outstanding books. Cause a Disturbance is one, and The 90% Rule is the other one. We're talking about how to do some succession planning the right way, and we had a little bit of a discussion in the previous segment. Ken, what's next? What's your advice to? You're doing a lot of this, aren't you? You're working with a lot of folks. You've kind of devoted a lot of your professional time to this. What's the first step that a family business? I know you said we shouldn't call it a family business, but a business with family options in it. What's the first step?
Well, I guess to me, number one is for the owner of the business, and I'll just stay on that track rather than the parents. Is for the owner of the business, am I going to sell? Is there something here to sell, and who am I going to sell to?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that. The parents have to get into that mindset of, yes, I am selling, I'm not giving or I'm not gifting. Because I think that what I see too often is that parents remain parents in the business. And what I mean by that is the successful transitions I've seen is where they've said, you know what, the child or children who've decided to stay in the business are the right ones, they're engaged, they want to be in the business, they have the right ideas, and they're paying me an amount of money. And whether I sell to my children or to Jim from, on the street, it's a sale. They now own it. And so as much as succession, it's exiting the business that I think is important.
And that's one of the challenges for a lot of these people, because the children don't have the money. And the business may not be strong enough to support a buyout. It takes somebody with some other outside capital to come in and buy the business and to make it a good deal for the founders.
Well, that's true. And I mean, there's a couple of ways. One really great point that somebody said to me, and this just goes to entrepreneurship, is when you get to the point of retiring, you should have enough money in the bank without selling your business.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's some planning that needs to be done by every entrepreneur.
That's a great plan. It's a great notion. But I know, and you probably know, that that's not always the case.
It's not always the case, obviously. But I think that you have to start with that in your head. And the reason is that, again, whether it's succession or you're selling to somebody on the street, is there going to be value in your business when it comes time to sell? So I think that the parents have to be, as much as they can, financially prepared and then emotionally and mentally prepared to say, yes, I am selling this business. I'm not gifting it. I'm not the parent. I'm the boss or the owner, and I'm transitioning it to new ownership.
Right. And especially if there are children outside the business, you have to be fair to them too, don't you?
Well, absolutely.
You can't give the business to one child and not be comparable to the other.
Right. And I'm not a specialist in that area, but I've seen it done in different ways, with continued share ownership, with life insurance plans and whatnot, so to compensate if there might not be enough physical cash on hand, and you don't want to strap the incoming owner, the child who stays in, you don't want to strap the business. And sometimes I've seen people go to venture capital or that type of thing to come in and help bridge the buyout, but
right.
that brings up its own set of risks.
Mm-hmm. What one of the things that I've recommended over the years, and I still do, is for every small business owner who has a business in a location that's working, that makes sense for them, if there's any way possible, own that real estate. I just think that's an important thing. I mean, I've seen too many success stories by doing that. And when mom and pop retires, if they put some stuff aside, they've got some other income, their requirements, their cash requirements are less, then they can sell the business to the children, and then they rent the real estate from the parents, pay the parents' rent, which they would pay anybody, right?
Well, yeah, no, I think that's a great point. I've also seen that done many times. Or, again, the children can buy the business and not the property. The property
That's right.
can be sold to a third-party landlord.
Right. Let the parents remain as the landlord.
Yeah.
And then they just inherit it one day. But it cuts down on the capital requirements, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And again, yeah, you're right. You've got to separate out the operating business from some of the other assets in the discussion.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend bringing families, siblings together in a business? What's your experience with that, where siblings may want to work together in a business or may expect to work together in a business?
Well, I think it comes down to the planning process again, like who truly wants to be part of the business and who has the aptitude to be part of the
mm-hmm.
business. And I think this, you know, they're equally contentious issues. And one of the things that I do, and we talk to in the 90% rule, is the whole notion of the 90% being the historic part of the business, what the first generation has bought.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part being, you know, what's your next 10%? Where do you want to take the business next?
Can't hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about conflict resolution.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.